Hey folks, welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke. We're listening to Bruce Molsky and Big Hoedown in the background, and they're singing Patty, Won't You Drink Some Good Old Cider, which relates to our theme. It's tricky to talk in between the singing, you know? This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, as I said, number 177. We are focusing on Patty today in song and tune. Patrick, St. Patrick, whatever it is. It's around that time of the year when, especially North America, celebrates St. Patrick's Day, probably more so than Ireland. But that's a whole nother show. I'll be back in a moment. Bruce Molsky and Big Hoedown, something called Patty, Won't You Drink Some Good Old Cider. Bruce Molsky is a sort of a street kid from the Bronx who bailed on college and in big city life, and he ended up in a cold water cabin in Virginia. That was back in the 1970s. His mission was to soak up the passion that was sort of dramatically upending his parents' life plan for him, you know, to be a professional doctor or whatever. His passion was authentic Appalachian mountain music, and he wanted to learn at the feet of the legendary pioneers, the old masters who are now long gone. Today he's one of the most revered multi-hyphenated career ambassadors for America's old-time mountain music. That's from a CD he did with Big Hoedown. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 177, and we're talking about Patty in song and tune. This is part one. I've got two shows on this, and it's about Patrick or Patty, whenever there's that in the title, and usually it's referring to Patrick, sometimes to the saint, and sometimes not. Of course, St. Patrick was originally from Britain. He was captured by slaves, taken over to Ireland when he was 16. He was there about 6 years, maybe half a dozen years. Went back to Britain, escaped back there, but then ended up a cleric and came back to Ireland. So it shows that, you know, any come from away can become a patron saint of another place as long as you're devoted to it and so on. Little notes about Patrick as we go through the day or the hour. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoy it. Next, we have a track called Welcome Poor Patty Home. And that's what we'll do. You know, after he came back, after as a cleric, he'd been a slave there, but he came back to work in the land that he came to love. This is a band called Dervish, which are an icon of Irish music. They've played at festivals around the world. They have about 13, 14 studio and live albums out. They've toured internationally, as I said. They're still making plans. They're steeped in the traditions of Sligo and Leitrim, those two counties in northwest Ireland. They originally formed in 1989. By the way, they were called the Boys of Sligo back then. But then singer Kathy Jordan joined them, and, well, the name was no more. And they're simply called Dervish. This is from their CD, Harmony Hill. Welcome Poor Patty Home.
I am the true-born Irishman. I'll never deny what I am. I was born in sweet Tipperary, wise 3,000 miles away. Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more do I wish for tomorrow. harvest time to welcome poor Paddy home. The girls, they were gay and frisky. They'd take you by the hand, saying, Jimmy McCrea, will you come with me and welcome the stranger home? Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam, for the sun it will shine in the harvest time to welcome poor Paddy home.
Sun, it will shine in the harvest time to welcome.
That is something called St. Patrick's Polka, and it's done there by Carlos Nunez, and he is a Galician musician. Galicia, or Galicia, as they might say there, is one of the Celtic nations, of course. He's Carlos Nunez is a multi-instrumentalist. He plays the gaita, which is a sort of a traditional Galician bagpipe, flutes, ocarinas, and whistles, and so on. He began playing the bagpipes when he was 8 years old, and he studied recorder. Yes, you can do that at the Royal Conservatory in Madrid. It's not just an instrument that kids play, or you know, that you have in a box at home somewhere and never use. But he quickly gained stature as a young virtuoso, and he met Paddy Maloney of the Chieftains and performed with the band a number of times. And anyway, from then to now, he collaborates widely on recordings and tours. He's been hailed as the Hendrix of the bagpipes. He has about 11 solo releases. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're talking about Paddy in song and tune. This is part one of that show. You could be listening on the Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 on FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Next up, we have James Gordon. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter. He's a founding member of Tamarack. He's released 20-some solo albums or so. He's been on another 20 or so with other people. He's a very prolific songwriter. I don't know if you remember, there was a show on CBC Radio called Basic Black many, many years ago, and he wrote a weekly song for that. He co-founded the Hillside Festival in Guelph. He was also the artistic director for a while of the Canadian Songwriters Festival, board member of the Ontario Council Folk Festival. Anyway, he's a municipal councillor now in Guelph, Ontario, and he does lots of film work and dance scores and so on. For a while during the pandemic, maybe he still is, he was doing Tunes at Two, something like that. And he'd do a tune every day, live streaming. So it continues to be very active. This is from a CD called Dim Light Small City. And it's called St. Patrick's Day, and it kind of recounts the tale of many musicians who play on St. Patrick's Day and some of the people who are in the crowd at that time who, you know, really want to be Irish. This is James Gordon.
Look at that guy there, doesn't he take the cake? The one yelling,
look at the flag!
Well, he must be descended from one of those snakes old St. Paddy drove from Ireland. Give him a green cardboard hat and it makes him think that he is king for a day. All his wasted years disappear in green beer and he feels okay. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if his drunken dreams were realized. Stranger things have happened on St. Patrick's Day. Okay, let's say, just for argument's sake, that he's more than just a jerk in a bar. Underneath that polyester he aches, something has pushed him too far. And what does he think if he has enough drinks? Maybe things will change. Suddenly middle-aged, overweight white guys will be the rage. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if his drunken dreams were realized. Stranger things have happened on St. Patrick's Day. Type guy wishes he could be Irish for just one night. All that shamrock luck, he could drink it all up and he'd be alright. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if his drunken dreams were realized. Stranger things have happened on St. Patrick's Day.
Music there from Oliver Schroer. It's something called Patty Goes to Heaven. And before that, we heard from James Gordon in St. Patrick's Day. Oliver Schroer grew up in Vandeleur, Ontario. He was a small farming community near Markdale, in Grey County. Yes. He played French horn in the school band and also took some violin lessons as well. He went to university, but he's sort of dissatisfied with university life, so he began to busk. That was in Toronto. He's playing guitar in the subway there. And later he picked up his violin again, but to play fiddle rather than to play the classical music that he had been learning as a youngster. Eventually he began to record. His first CD came out in 1993. It was called Jigs Up, and it got a Juno nomination for Best Roots or Traditional Album category. He was a very prolific composer. He recorded about 10 CDs in the 14 years when he was recording. He performed on over 100 albums at least, and he wrote like 1,000 some pieces of music. He was very good, you know, very prolific at writing tunes. In the last 7 years of his life, he taught music and he mentored in Smithers, British Columbia, up there in the Canadian Pacific Northwest. He wrote a piece of music for each of his 59 young students, and he recorded each of them with Emmalin Stamm, and it was a young pianist from Smithers at the time. And his album, Smithers, is a big thank you dedicated to the town. Alas, in 2007, he was diagnosed with leukemia, which was untreatable, and he composed his final piece of music called Poise on July 2nd of 2008, and he died of his illness the following morning, but he leaves some great music behind. That's from a CD called Celtica, Oliver Schroer. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're talking about Patty in song and tune today because we're getting close to the St. Patrick's Day. That song by James Gordon made reference to St. Patrick banishing the snakes. But, you know, like a number of other islands, Ireland in post-glacial times never did have snakes. So if you're going to banish anything from somewhere and want to be, consider it a miracle, banish something that doesn't exist in that place. You know, I am going to banish Sasquatch from Smithers. Anyway, don't send me the letters from Smithers about the Sasquatch. But anyway, next up we have Gaelic Storm. This is a band that is not really resident in Ireland, but played an Irish band in a famous movie in Titanic. They're originally from Santa Monica in California, but they were in the film Titanic as the steerage band. And since then, they've really done well. They tour aggressively. They're very hardworking people. They play about 200 days a year back before COVID, you know, and maybe after, who knows. It's a real sort of blue-collar, hard-nosed approach to touring, constantly traveling. And that's what they do, to hone their craft, as they say. They've released 13 albums, maybe, or so. And I've always been very impressed with everyone that have got that has come out. This is from one called How Are We Getting Home? And it's a great little song. It's called Punjab Paddy. And certainly the Irish have traveled around the world, and Irish culture has is present many places in the world. And this is kind of an ode to that. This is Gaelic Storm.
Well, I said farewell to Erin only 7 years ago. When asked where I was headed, I said, Jesus, I don't know. Well, I stepped ashore near Bangalore, not a tusser in my hand. By the time I hit Darjeeling, I was feeling mighty grand. You can keep your 40 shades of green, they only make me blue. You stick your eggs and bacon, boys, I'll have a vindaloo. I found a place in India so far across the bone. You call me Punjab Paddy, boys, I'm never coming home. I dreamed I got a letter from my darling Josephine. But she asked me would I marry her back home in Skibbereen. But the girls out here have almond eyes and Yasmin scented hair. And there's things in the Kama Sutra that they never do in Clare. So I'll spend my days relaxing in my Punjab paradise. No more I'll dig the praties, I'll stick to tea and rice. I'll be sipping mango lassies with the lassies in the shade. While your man called Ravi Shankar plays the boys of the old brigade. You can keep your Milltown Malby, you can chuck your Galway Bay. You'll never see the sun go down on Delhi or Bombay. I found a place in India so far across the phone. You can call me Punjab Paddy, boys, I'm never coming home. From Bohola to Benares, Inchigila to Lahore, Kamakura, Siliguri, Peshawar, San Ranapur, Amritsar to Sanawar, Simla and Panjore. I got trolleyed on Diwali and I'm going back for more.
Thank you.
little piece called Trinidad Patty. And that's from a group called Shake Sugary. It was Peter Hicks, who was guitar, dobro, mandolin, blues harp, Steve Gadd, guitars, banjo, ukulele. They got together. They're from Tasmania, just off Australia there. And they got together to play a mixture of blues, ragtime, swing, and bluegrass. And they have a lot of anarchic sort of whimsy. And they added a number of other musicians over the years. And they started to play for square dances and contras and jitterbug and other style dances. They have just one CD that came out called Huon Delta Blues, which is an area in Tasmania. It sold out shortly after its release, and now it's a collector's item. It had reviews from like Perth and Poland and Portugal all over. And they still perform occasionally, but you'll have to go to Tasmania to hear them, which is their home. Gadd is also a co-compiler of Tasmanian Heritage Appleshed Tune Book, if you want to learn some tunes from there. And he's written a play called Beneath These Mountains. It's based on the lives of traditional rural musicians in that region. That's Shake Sugary. Trinidad Paddy. Before that, we heard from Punjab Paddy. So Paddy kind of goes traveling in that set. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 177, and you could be listening on Mun Radio CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly on Cape May Radio WCFA 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me. Next up, we have a band called Rattle the Boards. They were three former members of the Knocknagow Cayley Band. They got together first time back in 1992, and they're led by Dan Ouse, accordion wizard Benny McCarthy. And they spent many years playing for dancers throughout Ireland and other gigs, and they were based in South Tipperary. They're not so much a gigging band, though, as an occasional venture into, as they say, a mutual musical pleasure with mates. This is from a 2008 album they did, though, called The Parish Platform. And the track is called Patrick Was a Gentleman. And it's a well-known comedic ditty that was originally penned back in 1815 for a stage show in Cork. But it certainly stands up. I always love it. This is Rattle the Boards and Patrick Was a Gentleman.
Patrick was a gentleman, he came from distant people.
He built a church in Dublin town and on it put a steeple.
His father was a Gallagher,
his uncle was a Grady.
His aunt was an O'Shaughnessy,
and his mother was a Brady.
The Wicklow hills are very high,
so is the hill of Howth, sir.
But there's a hill much higher still,
much higher than the boat, sir.
'Twas on the top of this high hill St. Patrick preached a sermon.
He drove the frogs into the bogs
and banished all the vermin. Farewell to St. Patrick's first, he was a saint so clever. He gave the snakes an awful twist and banished them forever. Farewell to St. Patrick's first, he was a saint so clever. He gave the snakes an awful twist and banished them forever. Not a mile in Ireland's Isle with a dirty vermin muster.
But there he put his dear forefoot and he murdered them in clusters.
The toad went hop, the frog went hop, slapped ash into the water.
The snakes committed suicide to save themselves from slaughter.
100,000 reptiles blew,
he charmed with sweet discourses.
And dined at them in Killaloo,
in soups and second courses.
When blind worms crawling in the grass disgusted all the nation.
Break down the hell with a holy spell, he changed their situation.
Farewell to St. Patrick's first, he was a saint so clever. He gave the snakes an awful twist and banished them forever. Farewell to St. Patrick's first, he was a saint so clever. He gave the snakes an awful twist and banished them forever.
Wonder that the Irish boy should be so gay and frisky.
Sure, said had he taught them that as well as making whiskey.
No wonder that the saint himself should understand distilling.
For his mother kept a shaving shop near the town of Enniskillen.
Was I but so fortunate to be back in Ulster?
I'd be bound that from the ground I never more would one star.
For dear St. Patrick planted turf and cabbages and frieties.
Pigs galore and grammar star, altar boys and ladies.
Woo! Farewell to St. Patrick's first, he was a saint so clever. He gave the snakes an awful twist and banished them forever. Farewell to St. Patrick's first, he was a saint so clever. He gave the snakes an awful twist and banished them forever.
Thank you.
an awful dish and banish them forever.
Great fun, isn't it? That's Patty's Leather Breeches as a set of tunes there. And it's by a band called The Wenches and Rogues, and they're a Celtic rock band from Saskatoon. They do a lot of hard rock, punk sort of, and other styles as well. But they got together in 2012, and they made this debut CD in 2013 with these amped-up traditional tunes and some originals as well. And they're sort of homage to their Irish and Scottish and Newfoundland roots. One of the members was originally from Newfoundland, Trevor Merrigan. He's guitarist and founder of the band. In 2018, I heard that they started up another lineup, and they're working on a new CD, but I haven't seen anything yet. Great fun. And I love how, you know, for guitarists, a lot of tunes will fit that A minor, G, F, E, or E minor. You know, if you're playing loud enough, nobody knows if it's minor or major. Anyway, that sort of progression. But anyway, I enjoy that. I play it in my basement all the time. But fortunately, I don't play it. Well, unfortunately, whatever. Before that, we heard Hamish Moore and Dick Lee doing a short piece there called Paddy in the Sauna. So we're talking about Paddy today. This is show number 177 of Roots and Branches and Beyond. We're talking about Paddy in song and tune. Hamish Moore is a Scottish musician and bagpipe maker, and he helped to revive a form of bellows-blown Scottish small pipes. And he and Dick Lee did a number of... Well, they toured a fair bit, and some CDs where they're kind of exploring different fusions, folk and jazz and so on. They'd been experimenting and trying to create music that defied categorization. So that was Paddy in the Sauna. We started off the set with Rattle the Boards. And Patrick was a gentleman. Next up, we have Tom Lewis, and he was from Belfast in Northern Ireland. He grew up in Gloucester in England, joined the Royal Navy back in 1959, just after he turned 16, and he was quite interested in sea shanties, which he developed at folk clubs, and he would play at folk clubs and festivals during his time off and so on. He spent about 24 years in the Navy, and he kind of juggled the requirements of service with his commitment to folk music. And when he completed his naval service in 1983, he emigrated to BC and took to the road, and he was quite active doing CDs and singing and doing some collaborations. Back in the UK now, I understand, and even at the upper 70s or whatever, he's still interested in touring widely, and I heard that he was touring again this summer in 2021, if it's possible. His first solo album was released in 1987. So this is from one called 360 Degrees. You know, that's all points of the compass. And this is something simply called, and it fits, of course, the theme for today. This is something called St. Patrick's Song.
Now in bygone days of yore, on Ireland's blessed shore, a man got off the boat and raised his hat. He said, if you need a patron, I'm sure I'll make a great one. I'm very pleased to meet you, my name's Pat. So drink a health to old St. Pat, no matter where you're at, in Dublin town or far America, north or south or east or west, do not argue who's the best, if you're Irish, celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Now in Erin's Isle so green, no snakes there can be seen. St. Patrick came and chased them all away. In the land of hills and bogs, there's lots of cats and dogs, but no snakes are found in Ireland, so they say. And drink a health to old St. Pat, no matter where you're at, in Dublin, down or far America. North or south or east or west, do not argue who's the best, if you're Irish, celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Liffey water gurgles down, lots of throats in Dublin town. The Belfast bars are pumping Caffrey's out. There is Jameson's and Bushnell's, sir, from Galway to the foothills. But down in Cork they order Murphy's Stout. Your neighbour by the hand, tell him you're an Irish man, and on St. Patrick's Day you've caused a smile. If you come from near Dundalk or south by County Cork, just be thankful that you're from the Emerald Isle. And drink a health to old St. Pat, no matter where you're at, in Dublin town or far America, north or south or east or west, do not argue who's the best, if you're Irish, celebrate St. Patrick's Day. If you're Irish, celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And if you're Irish, come into the parlour. If you're Irish, celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
paper to sail this mighty boat of mine.
Then up there spoke a bonny boy, sitting at the king's right knee.
Sir Patrick Spence is the very best seaman that ever sailed upon the sea.
The king has written a broad letter, and he sealed it up with his own right hand, sending word unto Sir Patrick to come to him at his command. An enemy then this must be, a troll alike concerning me, for I was never a very good seaman, nor ever did intend to be.
Thank you.
And there's a swath of music there. I need to catch up on all this. We just heard Jerry Holland. That was from his CD called Fiddler's Choice. And that was a set of tunes. It started off with Patty's Trip to Scotland. And that's what got it into this show, because this is show 177. And we are talking about and playing music that has Patty in the title because of the season of the year. So that was a set of tunes, though, a set of reels. Patty's Trip to Scotland, Seirin Tourish, and the Shetland Fiddler. The first and the last were tunes that he said that he learned off of from Alton. They're kind of common tunes, I guess, but they did some seminal versions of them. Seirin Tourish is one that he wrote along with his neighbor and a friend who's Dougie MacDonald. And Seirin Tourish ended up being a fiddler with Alton. So that's sort of an Alton-related set from Jerry Holland. Before that, we heard from Fairport Convention, and that was from their farewell tour, but that was in spring 1979. I think that was their first of many farewell tours. That's the beauty of it. You know, once you get going, you can just ride on farewell tours. It was called Sir Patrick Spence, and that is a classic song. That's sort of the shortest version of that I've got in my collection, because there's a whack load of verses for that. And Fairport Convention in fine form there, that sort of 70s folk rock style. Before that, we heard from Leonard Padalk, and that was called Paddy on the Railroad. And you'd know him possibly because he first hit the road in 1995 with his band Scrooge McDuck. And later he founded the Ducks, and he's an innovator in terms of using the music of Appalachia and Ireland, Scotland, England, Quebec, Louisiana, and so on, and various styles, especially on the clawhammer banjo. I heard that the Ducks are now doing a few gigs again, which would be grand, but I don't know exactly what's happened with since COVID. But Leonard Padalk grew up in the nurturing Winnipeg folk and roots environment, which is a very great place to grow up if you're interested in folk and music. His dad was Mitch Padalk, of course, who's well known and much missed. Well, we have time for two more tracks, but you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This you could be listening on Radio Bell Island, which is CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island, or possibly Caper Radio, CJBU, which is 107.3 in Kiprettin in Sydney, or possibly in London, Ontario, Fanshawe's 106.9, The X, CIXX. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. You can always listen to shows if you go to rbbmusic.ca, and all the last 100 shows or so are there. Next up, we have Orialis. It's a Celtic band out of Montreal from some time ago. They operated up until 2006, and alas, their founder and lead singer died suddenly. Then Kirk McGeehy, and he was a wonderful Scottish singer. He grew up in Anstruther, which is a fishing village off Scotland's east coast. He started performing in nightclubs and folk clubs as a high school student. He moved to Montreal with his wife in 1972. He led a series of Celtic bands there. If you were around at that time in my generation, you would have heard them all. Maybe Celtic Conspiracy, Brahan Seer, and Orialis. And Orialis put out two albums for Greenlinet in the mid-1980s. This is from one called Night Visions, and this is a track called Patty in the Kitchen, and they throw in Love Will You Marry Me as well. This is Orialis.
Catching Hattie's 1, 2, 3, invite the neighbors round for tea. Plenty of fish for you and me. Pants around the kitchen, true. bush and never skips a beach. Says, love, would you marry me? Marry me, marry me. I love, would you marry me? And take me out to danger. You know I would marry you, marry you, marry you. You know I would marry you. It's fine, you are a stranger. Why didn't you tell me so? How could you tell me so? Why wouldn't you tell me so? What the devil ailed you? How could I tell you so? How would I tell you so? And we moved from bar to bar, so far. Soon we lost each other, wandered home alone beneath the stars. Danced round the kitchen, threw herself round the hall. Landed on her tiptoes and she made a sound at all. Never saw a girl sneaking in blown her feet. Patty Malone to play, she knows she never skips a beat. Patty on the telephone, calling Jackie's all alone. Sitting there and bitten me, prettiest place you've ever seen. Boats heading out to sea, catching out of 1-3. Invite the neighbors round for me, plenty of fish for you and me. Danced round the kitchen, threw herself round the hall. Landed on her tiptoes and she made a sound at all. Never saw a girl sneaking in blown her feet. Patty Malone to play, she knows she never skips a beat.
Segue into a tune right near the end of the show means this is our last track. That was Ori Alice, Patty in the Kitchen, and Love Will You Marry Me before that. And this is Baca Beyond, something called Rakish Patty. I've played Baca Beyond before, but it's a wonderful example of cross-cultural collaboration. Musicians from Brittany, Cameroon, Senegal, Sierra Leone, Congo, Uganda, and Ghana, and the UK. This is from their CD called East to West. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed some of this. We're going to have another show of Patty songs next week. I hope you have a good celebration whenever you do it, whatever you're celebrating. And do take care of each other. See you again. Happy trails.